with us here, Dan Finley and Dwayne Robinson. Dan, we're going to start out with you. What year is it for you now over at Lorain, Dan?
This is year six.
Let's get the mic a little bit closer. There we go.
Year six.
Year six over there. Okay. Dan, where are you at in the process now? Talk to us about who's coming back, what you got going on over at Lorain.
We got pretty good numbers this year. I got five really good kids that are coming back into the lineup. I got Kamir Humphreys, a senior. He's going to be our 113-pounder. I got Caden Rosario coming back. He's going to be the 120. I got a couple of new kids coming in. I got Samir Crawford. He's going to be our 32-pounder. He's going to be really tough. And I have Tony Rosario coming back at he's going to be the 26.
So how are the numbers overall in the room for the Titans?
We got pretty good numbers this year. We got about 24 kids. It's up a little bit from last year. Got a lot of seniors that decided to come out. I wish we would have had them a little bit earlier, but I also have a really good group of freshmen and sophomores that come in. They're really, really, really gelling, and they're really hitting it good. I think we'll be pretty good this year.
When you get seniors out that haven't been out maybe for a couple of years or maybe not at all, how do you bring them along? Do you kind of just throw them into the fire and say, here's where we're at, here's where we're going, guys, I got one year with you, we're going to get the most out of you, or do you kind of baby steps with them? How do you bring them along?
So we kind of, in the beginning, we started them out a little bit slow, but they have to get ready to go right away, so we kind of push them through fast and throw a lot at them, and we just put them out there with them, and if they're going to catch on, they're going to catch on. If they're not, probably not the best for them.
Okay, and you guys have the Titan Classic early in the year. Yeah. What are you doing scrimmage-wise to get ready for the Titan Classic?
We might go hit one with North Ridgeville on this Saturday, but we did a lot of wrestling this summer, and so we've been doing pretty good. So I maybe just get ready to roll right into it.
Did you have some kids on Team Ohio this summer, or with the freestyle?
Freestyle. We didn't get anybody to get on Team Ohio, but we did a lot of freestyle, a lot of opens. We did the GFC tournament in Michigan, the Grappler Classic. We did a lot of opens over the summer.
Coach Finley, I was curious. I think most listeners, anybody that's followed wrestling in Lorain County, they know the success that the Southview program had. Now it's been quite a while that Lorain is one school, one team, you know, for the entire community. But can you go back to what Southview did and kind of, you know, use that for your program then, and tell everybody, you know, that you wrestle, you guys, you're wrestling for a community that wrestling is second to none.
Yeah, it's kind of not the same anymore. Getting kids to buy in and stay in it's not the same like it used to be. Like wrestling, you'd come in, and if you were a wrestler, you'd come, and you were that soft, you were coming in, and you were geared 100% towards. Now you get kids and they'll come through the youth program and they'll come through junior high, and then by the time they come to high school, they're like, a lot of them don't stick with it. So we're building our youth numbers are coming back. Junior high numbers are getting good. We're keeping that core coming all the way through. So we're slowly but surely building back. It's a slow process of getting everything back into it.
Maybe not a fair follow-up, but you mentioned this, so I'll just ask you. So when kids do wrestle as younger and then maybe at some point, 9th grade, 10th grade, elect not to come out, is any rhyme or reason as to why?
They all want to be basketball players.
Okay.
They all want to be the next LeBron James.
Right.
That's tough to battle, Lorain. Success, too.
No doubt.
Switch it over here to Dwayne. Dwayne, first season for girls wrestling at Lorain. Talk to us about your numbers. Talk to us about how you're building a program.
Okay, right now we got about 6 girls on steady coming out all the time, 1 returning from last year. So hoping next year we could build those numbers up a little bit better. But my process to being a first-year head girls coach is trying to get the girls that know wrestling, to teach them the fundamentals, the basics, and then evolve on from there to more ecstatic type moves and stuff like that. So hopefully they're catching on. We got good 6 girls. They're catching on. One from, like I said, from last year, she's really improving. So we hopefully get those numbers up and hopefully get these girls moving, because my plan is to have a couple of state placers, not qualifiers, but placers, if not champs.
So how do you go about building a schedule with six girls, Coach?
Okay, where I go about building a schedule, I start for conditioning. We're doing very good conditioning training, different type of parametrics type training stuff we're doing. We teach them a lot of basic moves that involve into high-tech moves. So that's how I go about building, start from the conditioning into work into the wrestling part to make it build together. And hopefully we can build in, hopefully we can have some champs out of this.
Do they have any youth experience, or are they all, are you starting from scratch with high school girls?
A few of them I'm starting from scratch. So that's the kind of a hard problem, but it's not. And so, it's like I said, it's going way back to the basics. You teach the basics really good, and then also the high stuff, and you can get on to the better moves. So some of them, one of them, like I said, returning from last year, but no, they, a lot of them, no experience. I'm teaching them from, it's like grooming a baby, teaching them up to like 5, 6, 10 years old, teaching them all the steps and trying to help them out, and that's what I'm doing. And hopefully this what I'm doing, this process, will involve into some state champs one day.
Lorraine girls, wrestling coach Dwayne Robinson joins us live from Smitty's. Coach, I guess the good thing, if you start from scratch with some of them, you don't have any bad habits that you've got to break.
That is correct. I do not have no bad apples. They're all really good girls, good students. Now I'm looking forward to see how their process maturate into their winning or losses. But I'm really happy, excited, to hope. I'm looking at more winnings than losses.
Sure.
I'm looking at them really putting their mark in Lorraine as going to be the first girls wrestling team.
And when somebody's just starting, whether it be boy or girl, how important is early success? I guess that's for either one of you, for them to have. Does it have to be wins on the mat, or can it be even smaller wins to keep them excited, keep them engaged?
When they get them first couple wins, if they get them right away, it helps them buy in right away. And if they start buying in and believing in themselves earlier, the earlier you get them wins, the better off it is, because it starts building their confidence up, and then they really start pushing in the room. If they start losing a lot of them start getting discouraged, and it kind of pushes them away. So it's kind of better that they can get the wins coming out right away and get the confidence going.
Dan, it's tough for you. Your conference is all over Northeast Ohio, so it's tough to build some rivalry. So tell us a little bit about the difficulty of your conference being so spread out, and are you doing anything in the county to try and create some internal rivalries in the county?
So we are in a couple tournaments this year that's going to be with a lot of the Lorain County teams. We don't really do much with the LEL except for the LEL tournament. We do have a couple duels with Garfield Heights, and I think we have another one out there, but I'm not sure. I can't remember who it is, but we're in the Brookside Invitational. There's a lot of Lorain County teams that are in there, and then we also got into the Vermilion Defense Soap duels, and there's quite a few Lorain County teams in there. So, and then a couple of them come into our tournament this year. We have Clearview, Brookside, Elyria Catholic. So trying to get, like, you know, maybe a duel in here with Clearview, the Cross Lorain, Battle of Lorain, I guess you'd say. We see them a couple times, so it's nice to maybe finish ahead of them.
What would some of the goals be for the team this year?
The biggest goal that we're pushing right now is to win the LEL. Got a couple kids that we had one returning that was district alternate, and the other one took six in the sectional. So, you know, the ultimate goal is to get down to Columbus. But the team goal we have this year is to finish at least 500, and we want to win the LEL.
And go over for us who's left in the LEL, because that's changed so much. I don't. You mentioned Garfield. Who else?
So there's Garfield, Cleveland Heights, Maple Heights, Shaker, Bedford.
Maple.
Maple Heights. Who are you saying?
Shaw.
Warrensville. Yeah. And Shaw's not in there for wrestling.
Okay.
And then there's one more. Oh, Euclid.
Okay. Well, some schools that have some great wrestling traditions to them as well.
Yeah.
Who might we see in Columbus this year for you?
There's four that I'm really hoping that we can get down. Samir Crawford, Kaden Rosario, Kamir Humphrey, and Tony Rosario. They're the four right down in the bottom that are my little core group that are, they've been putting in a lot of work and they're beating up on each other and they're going to do some things this year.
Coach, who are we going to see from you?
You're going to see Nalia Hall.
Hale,
sorry. And you're going to see Alicia Coleman and Janelle Cortez. You're going to see them. Cameron Corey, going to see them. So that's going to be a good core. And I'm really looking for Nalia Hale to excel this year.
So Nalia, last year, she was the sixth. She took sixth in the regionals last year. She was ahead in a match, in the go-to match to go to states, and she kind of psyched herself out, started thinking about the match a little bit too much, and she knew she was wrestling a girl that was ranked really high, and she just kind of froze in like the last 30 seconds, and she ended up losing the match by two, so she really technically should have been a state qualifier last year, and had she did that, she probably would have placed.
Now,
she's really tough.
This is the most important question I've asked all night of anybody, but the old Southview hospitality room was second to none. Nobody's hospitality room was ever better than Southview's hospitality room. What kind of hospitality room do they have at the Titan Invitational?
Come out to the Titan Classic. It's the same old, okay. same old.
That's an invitation, Rob. You hear that? That's an invitation.
You know, earlier you said Columbia was second to none. Now you've traded them in.
Listen, I know Turnus. I know Turnus is listening, so I know I'm going to get a phone call from him tonight.
Okay, I got you. There's a method to your madness. Well, guys, thanks so much for joining us. Continued success to both of your programs, and looking forward to following you, see how the Lorain Titans do. And I think your hat says it all.
Yep.
Steel City, and you got to have that kind of, right? You got to have some of that to wrestle.
Yep, yes, got to have that grit.
All right, we're going to take a time.